Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. We have a great show for you.
Sure do.
Yeah.
But, oh, we're going to talk about...
what did we talk about?
We talked about us...
A lot.
We talked about having an argument with Sunny, but we also talked about learning to stand up for ourselves
That's right.
Heck yes.
Yes.
But let's tell you about Chinette.
Love Chinette. I have it at home, by the way. We use it, especially when Natalia's got her friends over.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we love the Chinette.
It's a premium disposable tableware brand.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get like plates and silverware, but that's plastic, disposable, go to Chinette. They have Chinette Classic.
Yeah.
Which is durable, no bends, no leaks, microwave safe, made with 80% recycled materials. Or you can get the Chinette Crystal, which is very elegant looking.
Yes. Doesn't shatter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Adam uses it for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And makes you wash it.
Yes. He loves them so much.
Even though it's disposable.
Right.
They also make a Chinette Comfort Cup. Which is, it's a built-in sleeve that keeps the drinks hot and your hands happy.
That's right.
Snap-on lid.
Yeah.
12 ounces, 16 ounces, whatever you need. They're not judging you.
Right. Visit mychinette.com to find out more. That's mychinette.com. Here's to us.
Welcome to the Femsplainers Podcast. I'm Danielle Crittenden, your host, or should I say hostess, of a smart, gossipy, fun, and funny girls' night out, featuring some of the most fascinating and fabulous women on the planet. We dish on everything from marriage to motherhood, men to Me Too, dating to divorce, sex and sexuality to, well, more sex, or maybe the lack of it. And we don't shy away from the big topics. We take on women's politics and issues, but not in the usual partisan or tired ideological way. You won't find any conventional wisdom here. My goal is always to find guests who are original and challenging, who can really help us explore and understand what it means to be a woman today. So grab a cocktail or a glass of wine and fasten your seatbelts. No topic is off limits unless it's boring.
Everybody, it's Friday.
It sure is. It's Friday. It's the weekend.
It reminds me that one of Xander's teachers, I think the history teacher, plays the Rebecca Black song, It's Friday, every Friday in class. And then he told me last Friday they had a substitute. And even though the teacher, he loves this teacher, wrote it on the agenda to please play Rebecca Black. And the sub was like, yeah, I'm not going to be doing that.
What the f- I What's know. Wrong with you, sub?
What? So many subs in my kid's school, the public school, and I'm wondering if it – I don't know what's going on. Some teacher needs to let us know why so many teachers are calling in sick all the time.
Uh-oh.
It's every single day they have subs.
Really?
In different classes, yeah.
And it's the teachers calling in sick?
I don't know.
Oh, that's weird.
How do you find out, though?
I don't know. Send an email to the math teacher. Ask him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he ever get back to you?
He'll be like, figure it out.
Right.
No. He did not get back to me. He's a dick.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad you said it.
Every day I get new little stories about
really?
Him, though, and I'm like, I'm going to come down there and
race him out.
I don't understand why, like, I mean, I know that teaching has to be one of the hardest jobs.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. Listen,
no
I'm not
going
to sit here and be like, yeah, I'd love to go in and have 35 kids and be overworked and have to grade all their papers.
Hell
and no, it sounds horrible. And I definitely don't want to deal with parents who are mostly assholes, right?
Right.
At the same time, though,
yes.
Why are you doing it if you have no empathy for kids?
Yeah,
if your attitude is like, fuck these little fuckers, then fuck off. Like, don't be a teacher
Don't be a teacher.
I want to be on your side.
Right.
So if you just make the minimum effort to, like, show a little empathy to the kids and just be like, oh, you're new?
Right.
Well, hello.
Yes.
Hello, little person I've never met before. Oh, let me ask your name. That might. Right. Oh, it's Sadie. Okay, nice to meet you, Sadie. Where would you like to sit, Sadie?
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
That's it.
I don't have to throw her like a ticker tape parade and
I don't
Skywriter name and, you know, do a big party with balloons on the quad for the. No, I'm not. Nobody's asking for that.
Right.
How about a tiny bit of human kindness?
Right. Go, Stephanie. No, I don't get it. I'm with you. I don't understand when you have so many kids coming through the classroom. I get it. Like, you know, it's like, let's get the show on the road. You got to get your, you know. But when kids are new and stuff, how do you not like go, hey, welcome, have a seat? Like, what? How do you not like be like have any kind of sympathy for the kid that's new? You know, I don't get it.
Here's the thing, too. I remember years ago, I read something about kids and how different kid, how when you pick up your kid from school, and I remember thinking, like, I do this naturally because I like my children. Like,
right.
That kids, there's like a different reaction that when you pick up your kids and you have a big smile on your face to see them, it raises your kid's self-esteem to know that somebody's like happy to see them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big change in them. When the first thing they see is you like, hi, you know?
Right.
And I remember thinking like, oh, good. I already do that because like I'm legitimately excited to see my kids. Or it could also be like when they come in at the end of the day, like when you see them when they come home from school.
Right.
Like it goes a long way just to be like, hi, how was your day? You know?
Yes.
And I feel like the same could be said for teachers when they see your kid in the morning. Like instead of being like, ugh. Here we go again.
Right.
Like, how about a smile for the kids? Like, oh, it's good to see you.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I'm happy you're here with me today. Like, listen, they don't want to freaking be there either.
Right. I know.
You know,
absolutely.
I get that you don't want to be there, but the kids don't want to be there.
Right.
They don't want to be there all day, not getting to do anything fun, not being on their video games, not being able to see what's going on TikTok.
Right.
Think it's that you think they want to be sitting in your math class learning something that's hard for them?
No.
Smile at them.
Right. You'll get a lot more out of them.
Yeah.
I think.
And listen, if you need to do a little toot toot of cocaine to get yourself in the mood, like, I'm not going to report you. If my kids come home and they tell me, hey, my teacher parties, you know?
Right.
I'm going to be like, I get it. I get it. I would
anything,
do the same
anything.
Thing.
Anything to get you through the day.
If you got a little vodka and the orange juice in your coffee cup, I'm not telling. Mm-hmm. Zip it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What is zip it, lock it, throw away the key? Like, you're not going to hear any argument from me. You do what you need to do.
Yes.
Just be kind.
Yes, I agree. Where's my bell? Ding, ding, ding.
I know I'm going to hear about this.
From who?
I don't know. We get in trouble because people are going to say we're against teachers.
What are people saying
what
to us?
I'm saying is that I am for teachers. I want you to do what you need to do to get through your day.
Listen, there's
you
want
to bong it up before
smoke two joints
until I smoke two joints. Then I smoke two joints
and then I have a period. Next period and then I smoke two more.
Listen, if smoking a little ganja weed will make you more patient with the kids, whatever you call it these days, you're Mary Jane. Listen,
if you got to roll on Molly, go for it.
You see all the teachers wearing like a little backpack and like a ring pop with. What's up, guys? You guys look amazing today. Come here. Let me touch your hair.
Did you get a perm? Sweater's so soft.
Is this Angora? Ooh. I love you guys.
Their rooms were all like dark with like, you know, neon.
Yeah. Do you guys like this? There's a lava lamp.
Right.
The kids are like, I really like my teacher.
Yeah.
She's so nice.
A good time.
Listen, we're all for that. This is what we're trying to tell you guys.
Right. Whatever you got to do.
We're on your side.
Yes.
Just don't be a bitch.
Just don't be a bitch. Do a shot.
All right. You got in. So what happened?
Oh, do we want to say hi to our peeps?
Oh, well, yes. Of course we do. We do. Amy lives in her van. Thank you for playing. Randy May Ames. Stop with all. Mm-hmm. Now, why do I say that? I have three names. Whatever.
That's
Liz
true.
Is sassy. Amanda and Casey can't do Zoom. Jennifer Shelton and Jennifer Falls. One has one in, one has two. Figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
As Sadie's math teacher would say, figure it out. Sarah Stefano.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie.
Wyckoff.
Alicia.
Escalante.
Aaron.
Ho.
Amy.
Hunt.
Michelle.
McKibben.
Kelly.
Luther Vandross.
And
Brandt.
Brandt.
Rebecca Newman.
Eshawn Vajpay.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Soon to be married. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Stinker Rinker. Missy and Gabby.
Oh, fuck.
Colleen Skater Girl. Krista Strap. Valerie. Hit it out of the park.
Anyway.
Carrie.
So berry bitchy.
Polly Pancakes. Athena Makeup and Perfume. Elizabeth Williamson. Too many kids. Uh-huh. Jacob is growly and crowly and Sandra's Green.
Yeah, there you go.
Bam.
Boom.
So you had a story about Sonny.
Yes. This little bastard. Why does he got to give me such agita all the time? Sometimes I feel that Sonny just wants to argue with me.
Mm-hmm.
I do. But I. So, you know, okay. So I was complaining to Brittany that mm-hmm. Sonny loves to go on these walks.
Right.
He calls me at like 9 o'clock at night and he's on a walk. And I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. Why are you out on it? Well, because I had to do my homework and then we ate dinner. I ate dinner with dad. And now, so, okay. What's going on? What?
Kaylin was doing something with the screen and I thought I was going to have a stroke, but go on.
Oh,
we're doing a little, we need to kind of manage the computer back here for
a little while.
So,
okay.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right,
so, yeah.
Good.
All don't mind us.
Okay. All right.
Proceed.
So
he's on a walk. He had dinner with dad.
At like 9 o'clock at night, right? And now he does go for walks when I'm home too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, he just started with this late night walk. What are you? How old are you, by the way? 86?
His evening constitutional.
Yeah. What the with his black socks pulled up to his knees. Anyway, I'm just saying, like, he is 15, you know, and he goes on his walks and he loves his walks. So I don't know. I said to Brittany, she said, well, if it bothers you, we'll give him a curfew. And I was like, wow, that's a great idea. I never thought of that.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. So I was talking to Olga and I was like, you know, these walks and stuff, I'm going to tell Sonny that he's got to get home by 9. And she's like, 9? Good luck with that. He leaves for his walks at like 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, all right, then 9:30 on a school night. Because in our town, it does get quiet. It does like after 10 o'clock, it's like a ghost town.
Yeah.
You know, it's not Studio City where things are bustling. It's pretty quiet. So this kid, there's no reason for him to be out that late. So on a school night, home by 9:30. I had this conversation with Olga while he was on a walk. And she's like, I got to call. She was calling him for something. And then she said, do you want me to tell him to get home by 9:30? I said, yeah. You tell him. Tell him, Olga. Tell him he's got a curfew now. I didn't think anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, Sonny's pretty agreeable for the most part. Okay. What do I get? A phone call. What? 9:30? Are you crazy? And I go, what's wrong with that? Like, you've been out. By the way, it was Friday, I think. I don't know. He was out already with his friends after school.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going back out again for another. It's like, dude, please. And I'm like, you can come home at 9:30. And he was like, why? And I said, well, I wanted it to be 9. And he goes, I don't understand. He goes, what? Why do I have to get home at 9:30? I said, why do you have? Why? Because it's the curfew. I want you home at 9:30. Period. On a school night. And he's like, what if I? What about What did he say? What about like 10 o'clock? And I was like, no, 9:30 home. And he just would not let it go. And I was like, Sonny. And he goes, he goes, is it just tonight? And I go, no, it's your curfew. You have a curfew. You can get home by 9:30. Well, what if Dad says I can stay out late? I said, Dad, I want you home at 9:30. And I don't think Dad's going to have a problem with that either. You should have a curfew. You're 15. It's a school night. Just get home. And where are you going that you're like, you don't want to have any kind of like curfew? Like, what is going on
also,
with this kid?
I think that what you're saying too is you're like just in general just being out fucking around. Be home by 9:30. Like if he was to say to you, I'm going to a friend's house, there's a thing happening, you're not going to be like, nope, you can't. I mean, if he was at a specific place to go, but you don't want him just out hanging out, like finding himself at McDonald's at 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
It's not necessary.
It's not necessary. And he goes on all these long walks.
Right.
You know, and some of the streets are pretty dark. I just don't like it.
I agree.
He's 15.
Yeah.
He doesn't need – it turned into a freaking whole argument. And then he comes home. Then he comes right up to my room, and he's like, all right, can we talk about this curfew? And I'm like, there's nothing to talk about. And he kept saying, why? And I was like, because I fucking said so, that's why. I don't need to give you an answer anymore. I've already told you. Was it because it's dark out or because it's the streets are dark? Or do you want me to stay on the – and by the way – your stupid phone barely works most of the time. I can't see you on the WhatsApp or the – not the WhatsApp, the Find My Friends or whatever it is. You know, the Life 360. He puts it on and then some reason it goes off or like 2 days later it's not working again. And he's like, I don't know. I put it on. I'm like – it shouldn't.
And it says permissions are off, right? Because that's – John's does that too. And I was like, turn your freaking thing back on.
Yes.
Locations off.
Yes.
I don't know, but I don't like it.
I don't like it either. Natalia's doesn't have this issue.
My other kids don't either.
So what? Where are you going that you have to have your permissions off and all that shit and you have to
– Yeah, and leave for your walk earlier.
That's what I said. And he's like, by the time I come home and I do my homework, Dad wants me to eat dinner with him and he doesn't eat dinner till like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Go at 8 o'clock at night. Come back at 9:30.
Yeah.
That's a long walk.
That's a freaking long walk.
He just doesn't want – he just wants to argue with me.
Right.
He doesn't – right? It's so – it's not that – I'm not asking. Sonny, you get to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. Or do your homework when you get back from your walk.
Yes. I'm not
You're
on
not saying you.
You
have to be in bed by 9:30. You're
right.
Just saying you can't be out wandering the streets
right.
at 9:30.
And on a weekend, I don't care. Stay
right.
out later. That's fine. And
right.
if you're with your friends, then that's fine too.
Right.
But when you're walking around by yourself at night, you don't need to be out that late.
I'm 100%.
Period.
On your side on this.
Yes. Thank you.
What if I was like, sorry, Team Sunny?
What do you think, Kaylin?
I agree with Lynette.
Thank you. Are you just saying
Yeah, that? I wasn't really paying attention. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Having...
Well, I agree with Lynette, too.
Yeah.
So you're not...
Okay.
Yeah, I might have accidentally... Yeah, well...
All right.
Our computer's a little messed
okay.
up.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Should
we do an ad?
That.
Let's do an ad real quick,
okay.
and then we can...
Well, yeah, let's talk
yeah.
about...
Yeah. You know who's back?
Quip.
I love Quip.
Me too. I love Quip.
Quip is
you know
back.
And what I love about Quip? Well, we all know that Quip is the smart brush, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's for adults and kids. It connects that's a smart brush. It connects to Quip app with Bluetooth, by the way. Wow.
That's really
cool.
So
you can track when and how well you brush and get tips and coaching to improve your habits. Ooh. Earn
yeah.
points for daily brushing and bonus points for completing challenges like streaks. Wow.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Redeem for rewards like free products and gift cards and discounts from Quip and their partners.
Yeah. And if you already have Quip because you bought it from the last time we used to talk about Quip, you can upgrade it with a smart motor.
Mm.
And then you can keep the features that you already know and love, but you get the other stuff too.
Right.
Yeah. I love it.
Me too. I love, by the way, that you don't even have to think about it and they send you new heads the brush heads.
I love mm-hmm. the fact that it's subscription. I'm obsessed with all subscription-based things, especially something like this, because there's nothing worse than, like, you know, if you buy one of those Pulse ones and then the battery runs out gotta go buy – it's so much more expensive.
Right. And not only do they give you the brush heads, but they give you fresh floss, toothpaste, mouthwash, and gum refills every 3 months from $5.
Yeah.
And shipping is free, so you can save money and skip the hustle and bustle of the in-store shopping. So
Absolutely.
Join over 5 million mouths who use Quip and save hundreds compared to other Bluetooth brushes.
Yes, yeah, start getting rewards for brushing your teeth today. Go to getquip.com/FCOL right now to save $10 on a Quip Smart Electric Toothbrush. That's $10 off a Smart Electric Toothbrush at getquip.com/FCOL. Get Quip, getquip.com/FCOL. Quip, the Good Habits Company. Also,
you know, 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair.
Yep.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Yes.
Living it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now they have something for you. It's called Nutrafol.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of women have taken back control of their hair with Nutrafol, with many users raving that the supplement not only transformed their hair, but restored their hair confidence, too.
I know this for a fact because we got some Nutrafol and I gave some to a friend of mine who has like a clinical issue, like uh-huh. not just like, oh, I feel like my hair's thinning, but she has like legit thinning hair. She loves it, totally Ooh. Turned her onto it. And she's like, a very satisfied customer.
I'm telling you, so many women I know, including myself, are thinning. As you get older, your hair starts to thin.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code FCOL to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com. That's spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code FCOL. Check them out.
So how did it end with Sunny?
I just told him that's it. Bottom line, do what you got to do earlier. Get out. Get your move on. But you're going to be back by 9:30.
Did you hear anything from Adam about it?
No. Mm-mm. Because what's Adam? I mean, it's not... It's not
right.
outlandish.
No.
For God's sakes.
Christ, no. Okay, so I have to tell you something that it's kind of funny. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, yes, I'm a little codependent with my kids, where especially because with Sadie and Xander, they've, you know, having all these issues. I feel like Sadie's been sort of down and, you know, they don't have old friends right now, and you know how I am. You
yeah.
know me.
Yeah.
So
does she see any of her friends from the other school?
She does. She actually had a great weekend with her friend, Vivian, who I've told her, like, BFF, who
nice.
She left behind at the other school. But, yeah, she came over. They had a sleepover. They had a great time. They made
Good.
Pancakes Aww. From scratch on Sunday morning. Sadie
Cute.
Had a great weekend.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's really – Yeah, but I just – it's very difficult for her to make friends. I think she has some social challenges, which, again, we'll talk about on Patreon. But – so Xander says to me that he and Lyle Crocodile mm-hmm. – by the way, real quick, Lyle's mom,
mm-hmm.
you guys out there, we – seriously changed somebody's life because
That's amazing. Tell
we took
us.
Her.
I wanna know.
So she was legit homeless. Like I told you, she was living in a transitional housing
yes.
place with other families that were homeless or houseless, however we say it now. And like people like finding bongs in the bathroom, and that she was so upset all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the number one thing was getting her a car though, which was my original game plan, was just she needs a car.
Right.
Her kids, as you know, had been in foster care. Her older son, who was like Elby's age. So if you imagine your older, your, are like my Elby not being able to live with me and living at a friend's house and then staying there even when she got her kids back out of foster care. She was – and into the transitional housing, there was really nowhere for her older kid. Anyway, long story short, we changed her life. She now has an apartment, which we all decorated for her and got her all the things she needs. She lives in an apartment. So happy. Her older son immediately from the day one that she got the apartment, her older son moved back home.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they're all three there. All four. You know, include all her kids are home with her.
Oh, and so they nice.
And her older son uses the car. He drives Instacart. Uh-huh. He does Instacart.
Oh, he
has like a couple of jobs. He also goes to college. He's enrolled in college. He and Lyle like doesn't, you know how he used to sleep at our house a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I think this is kind of a good thing, he doesn't want to sleep at our house anymore. Like he wants to go home because he has a home.
I
think he didn't want to go home before because he didn't have a, you know, they were all in one room at this transitional housing place. And now he likes to be at his home, in his own bed.
That's so sweet.
With his stuff.
That's awesome.
And his sister. And like, she's so happy.
I'm so happy.
And, you know, now the kids go to a school that's closer to their place where they live. And I mean, I think about it and I go, this was a legitimately homeless person who now has a home.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are all together.
Stephanie, she changed her life.
We all did. And she's so grateful. Every time I talk to her, she's like, you know how grateful I am. Like, you changed my life. Like, I just want you to know, like, like, I'm so grateful for you every day. I'm like,
oh, you guys, everybody's amazing. It was the nicest thing, though, that you did.
A real thing, like a real change.
Yes.
That, you know,
isn't it nice to actually see that what your money could do, like, for somebody?
Yeah,
like, help?
And as I told you guys from the beginning, this mom is on it. Like, she's not – this is not somebody who had any drug or alcohol problem. This is somebody who got real down on her luck because of health issues. But she is, like, a kick-ass mom. She's, like – dealing with her kids, like IEP stuff. Her daughter, she just sent me a picture. Her daughter was got student of the month.
Oh my god, how cute.
Her elementary school.
Aww.
I know. I'm just like,
and they're so grateful, these
she's
kids.
She's super involved in the kids' school, and she's like really on it, on stuff, calling the school, getting stuff done.
Right.
She just needed a break, and she got one.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Yeah. So anywho, back to me being a kind of a not as good a mom. So Xander says, Lyle Crocodile and I really want to go to Fright Fest at Six Flags. And I'm like, okay. Like, because Elby used to do all that stuff, like in the old days, although she was never wanted to do the mazes or anything because it was too scary.
Right.
But he's like, yeah, we really want to do it. So I pick him up for school. It's one of the days that they had a shitty day at school. And he's telling me, yeah, we kind of want to go this weekend. And I was like, okay.
Mm.
Opportunity to mom it up.
Right.
I'm like, okay. And then Sadie says, like, well, I want to go too. Mm-hmm. That sounds fun. Meanwhile, I took Sadie to – remember when I took them to Six Flags early in the summer, I think. And I got them I was like, well, it's not that much more money to get them passes. Xander didn't like roller coasters at the time. Now he loves roller coasters. Sadie had a bad time. Went on a roller coaster. Remember this whole story? I was like, she was like, I don't know how I feel about that. It wasn't fun. Then she was berating herself the rest of the day. Like, I wish I liked roller coasters. I'm the only one that doesn't like roller coasters.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, lots of kids don't like roller coasters. It's not a big deal. We don't need to go here. You know, she's not going to be able to use her pass.
Right.
But whatever.
Right.
Okay. Meanwhile, we never really went back much over the summer and didn't really use the pass. So Xander's like, I want to go. So Sadie says she wants to go. I'm already a little bit like, really? She wants to go to Six Flags for the, you know. Now I'm thinking, they're 13 years old.
Yeah.
Could I drop them at Six Flags? Probably not. Even though I used to drop Elby off with friends.
Right.
They're different. They're 13. It's Fright Fest.
Yeah.
It's kind of more of an evening thing. It gets scary.
It gets
like,
scary.
Okay.
I think it gets a little rowdy crowd too, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
That's what I think. They're open till 1 a.m.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like psyching myself up for. I'm like, I'm going to fucking mom it up this weekend. Got Hamilton on Sunday. We'll do Fright Fest on like Saturday. I'm like,
what about your hot piece ass friend of yours?
Robin?
Yeah. No.
Oh, my neighbor?
Yeah.
My neighbor? Okay, so my neighbor has had COVID.
Oh.
Do you want to know what happened? Because he's vaccinated.
Really?
His daughter, one of the daughters is 10, so too young to be vaccinated, sat next to a kid who came up positive at her school.
Uh-huh.
They said to get tested. She tested positive. So the whole family, the rest of them got tested. They all had COVID.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah.
The mom too?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not in touch with her. The dad and the two kids.
And the two kids. Mm-hmm. Wow. So he got COVID.
Yeah, so I couldn't make him take them.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but I'm like, all right, okay, I'm going to do this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday night comes. So then Sadie's going to bring her friend. Her friend Vivian is going to go.
Love that.
So it's going to be Xander and Lyle and Sadie and Vivian.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. So I go. I'm like, okay. Let me go online. I know my kids have passes, but I wanted to buy Lyle's pass, Lyle's ticket. So I go on the website and I can't figure out. I'm like, okay. There's a lot of different prices for this thing. There's like you go on the website and it's like here's you can buy a ticket for as low as $45. But then when you click on that, that's not for Fright Fest. Like that's just for the cheapest like a Monday day.
Right.
Okay. But a Fright Fest is like a whole different price. It's like but Fright Fest is $65. But that's not including
getting frightened.
But that's if you. That's not including frightening the shit out of you, which costs extra. You want to be frightened? You got to pay another $25.
Cough it up.
But now I can't figure out if that's the price if you have a pass. So now I'm like, well, wait a minute. If I have a pass, do I have to also buy a ticket? And I don't know. Now I'm starting to get anxious.
Yeah, I agree. This is the kind of shit that drives me insane.
So I'm looking. I'm really like perusing the website and I'm like, I don't want to pull the trigger and get Lyle Crocodile's ticket because I'm confused.
Right.
I'm like, well, but I don't know. And what if I buy the wrong thing and then I drive them there? Also, I'm like, now the other doubts start creeping in, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, how about do my kids really want to go to this anyway? Yeah. They're not going to want to go on the mazes. Then I'm like, well, also the daytime, not scary. It's just a regular day at the park. So it's also like a freaking 100 degrees.
Right.
It's also a Saturday, which means that no lines for any ride are going to be shorter than like 90 minutes. So now I'm like, okay, so what time are we going to go there? And then once it's 7 o'clock and Fright Fest starts, they're not going to want to go in any of these mazes because it's going to be too scary.
Right.
So why are we there?
Right.
Just to see some zombies walking around after 7?
Yeah, go like, look at me. Go look at my
God. I'm like, let's just take a day off of school one day and go to Six Flags when there's – without Sadie, by the way. Right. Now I'm starting to get mad. Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, yes.
I'm like, why did I fucking say I would do this for them? Yes. Why did I just so quickly go, yes?
Yeah.
What? How about Stephanie? A little forethought.
Right.
How about think things through before you're like, sounds great.
Yes.
No. Now it's sounding the opposite of great. It's sounding horrible. But now I'm like such a people pleaser that I'm stressed. Mm-hmm. And now John wants to watch The Sopranos prequel movie with me. But now I'm in a shitty mood. I'm like, can you not see that I'm doing something right now? And he's like, whoa. So he comes over with the CBD.
Yeah.
He's like, here, have some CBD. I'm like, I'm really stressed out trying to get tickets to this. I don't know if they – and John goes, well, why don't you just not go? I was like, yeah, easy for you to say. You go freaking tell these kids, like, not going because I can't figure out the website. So I call my friend. I know you've been through – have done this.
Yes,
I call my friend who's like a big Fright Fest person. She's gone like a lot. Her son is really into it.
Okay.
I call her. I'm like, listen, Laura, help me out here. I cannot figure out. I go, we have passes, but how do I get the other – she's like, I don't know. I haven't been to that thing since pre-COVID. Like that was like 2 years ago when it wasn't COVID.
Oh, my God.
We didn't – I
would Google it. I would – maybe go on Reddit. I don't know. Like, I would just Google my question. I don't know.
I was putting into the help thing on the website. I was like, do I need a separate ticket? There's no phone number to call.
Right, I know.
It's really – the Six Flags website is not easy to maneuver. Mm. It really is hard. I tried to upgrade at one point. You can't do it. I sent a letter to the help thing. I never got a response. It's not good.
Right.
They need to get with the program.
Come on, Six Flags.
Try GoDaddy. There's a lot of websites that you guys could use.
Right.
But you're not doing it right. Anyway, so I'm like – I just start the doubt. So I'm like, really, Laura? You don't have any answers for me? She asked her kid. He's like, I don't know. He's like, I don't think so. He goes, I know it's a separate pass for the mazes. I'm like, yeah, I know that. But what if somebody doesn't have a pass to Six Flags and they just want to go? How much is it? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, what good are you? Okay. So I'm like, you know what? We're not going. Like at all in my – I'm like, we're not going. We're not going. Why am I doing this to myself? So I go in their room. I'm like, hey, guys. I sit down on the bed like I'm delivering some really bad news.
Right.
Guys. I'm like, listen.
Where's the sad music?
I'm like, you guys, we're not going to go to Six Flags tomorrow. And Xander goes, okay.
I knew it.
Sadie doesn't say anything. I'm like, Sadie, did you hear me? Did you hear the devastating blow? She's like, what? Yeah, I heard. I'm like, you guys are okay with that? Sandra goes, I mean, I'm disappointed. I wanted to go, but that's fine. I was like, so of course I still have to explain. Back. I'm like, okay, but you guys, but hear me out. They're like, it's fine. I go, but hear me out though. You don't even really like the rides that much. Like, Sadie, you don't even like rides. She's like, I said okay. I'm like, but I can't figure it out on the website, you guys. It's too hard. I don't know how much it would cost. Plus, it's definitely going to be like $100. They're like, Mom.
Relax. Meanwhile, John's watching The Sopranos, eating his gummy bears.
Yeah. And then the next day, I take Xander to – remember how he was doing parkour? Mm-hmm. For a while. So I take him and Lyle to the parkour place and they spend 3 hours doing open gym, $10 a kid. They are like flipping, jumping on a trampoline, swinging on shit, doing – they would not leave 3 hours for $10 each.
That's amazing.
I'm like, I would have been out like hundreds of dollars.
I know, but
Because, you know, you forget – once you get them in the door at Six Flags, it's one thing. But then you got to buy these little fuckers stuff to eat.
Oh, I know. It's
and
a whole
you're not going to like charge the parents. Like, make sure you send them with $30 for a hamburger.
Venmo me, yes, no.
Right? You're just going to suck it up and buy them their lunch.
Right.
And I'm like, that would have been a horrible day. And it was 100 degrees out.
Yes, I know. It's been hot. No, that would have been horrible.
I was like, why don't I say no more often?
Yeah, I know. I do the same, Stephanie, I do the same thing to the point where the therapist has to tell me, don't say something and then go back on your word. Because my whole thing is always like, yeah, I'll take you. Yeah, I'll do it. And then I get mad when I have to do it.
Right.
And then it's like, Natalia's always like, it's always Natalia. Why are you getting so mad? I'm like, I'm not mad. I'm just irritated that I why'd I say I was going to drive you to, you know, I should just say, by the way, the other day I was like, I'll take you, but who's going to pick you up? Because I'm not going to come back and pick you up.
Good.
Fuck that. And
we need to support each other.
Yes. And I know it's because Natalia doesn't ever go, My mom will take us, but who's going to – no, Natalia's always like, my mom will take us. My mom will pick us up. My mom will just buy us lunch, too, while she's at it.
Yeah.
You take us shopping. No. Like, no, no. So I was like, I'll drop you off. Who's going to pick you up? And she's like, why can't you pick us up? And I'm like, because I'm not. I'm just not. I'm not going to go back and pick you up. By the way, my battery's dying all the time. So, no. And then – miraculously, what happens? She gets a ride.
Mm-hmm.
No problemo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yesterday was football day, right?
Right.
And usually I'm like, I have to go and take Sonny and, you know, drop him off and at football Sunday. And yesterday I was like, finally, I don't have to do it. Adam's in town. He's going to take him. Nobody's going to bother me. What do? I get a phone call 2 hours in, like middle of the day, can you come pick up Phil? Why? Because we're going to a game. What game? What? Well, how did I get hurt? I'm like, you know, enjoying my day, you know, like having some alone time.
Yeah.
No, I have to go friggin' pick up Phil from the studio because they got tickets to a football game. Yeah.
That's annoying.
I know.
Why can't he figure out what to do with Phil? It's his dog, too.
Why don't you figure it out? Why? What if I wasn't around? And Sonny was like, well, I mean.
But you are around.
But you are. Can't you just come get him? And I was like, well, truth be told, I don't really have anything to do. So, all right. I got a full battery. I kind of miss Phil.
This is my life. Yes. I'm always like, all right. What am I doing?
Exactly.
I know there's very few times where I'm like, can't, I'm out.
Right.
Except when I'm teaching. Now I'm going to be teaching only twice a week for this next session, which is kind of nice.
That's nice.
Because now I'm going to have Tuesdays off. But I have to because I have to do the bachelor, stupid bachelors, on Tuesdays now.
Oh, it is?
By the way, if anybody's interested, on I believe it's like October 23rd, I'm doing a workshop for people who want to write for websites. My friend Laura and I are doing a workshop. It's on the 23rd. Reach out to me on Facebook or at StephanieWilderTaylor@gmail.com. Stephanie with an F, if you want more information. It's a two-hour workshop. We're going to tell you and give you a huge list of places that accept submissions and pay writers for articles, personal essays, all that kind of stuff. For anybody that wants to write for the web.
That's interesting.
Freelance.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Trying to make up for – I have a little more free time now that I'm not teaching every Tuesday.
Look at you, girl.
Should we do – Kaylin, should we do an ad break?
Yeah.
We have a new sponsor. It turns out that everything you think you know about probiotics may be wrong.
Uh-oh.
I knew probiotic tortilla chip sounded way too good to be true.
Ooh.
Probiotics are very important.
Yes,
very important for your body, for your system, especially as women. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have like digestive discomfort, you know, poop issues. Yes. I do.
Yeah.
Bloating, prolonged fullness. Seed is working to change that. Yeah.
Yes.
And in fact, many probiotics can't survive the trip to your gut. But good news, Seed's daily symbiotic can and does.
Ooh. That's nice.
Yeah, I was really excited to try this because I really wanted to be on a regular probiotic because I know that it's important to my gut health. Mm-hmm. And I have all of those aforementioned issues.
Yeah.
So I was kind of excited to try Seed and I really like it. It doesn't give me any like discomfort.
Yeah,
It's not like a vitamin.
Right.
It's like a thing that helps your gut.
Yes.
And I really like the fact that this is very researched. It's very scientifically studied for the dosages. They have a proprietary formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains. Mm. So I trust it.
Yes.
More than just going down to CVS and buying something random.
Definitely. It's a daily symbiotic. It's a broad spectrum 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yes. So start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/FCOL and use the code FCOL to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's daily symbiotic. That's seed.com/FCOL and use the code FCOL.
Also, do you own or rent your home?
Yep.
Well, I know it's hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Kaylin, you know, we don't know how long we've been recording, just to let you know.
You have been recording for 40 minutes.
Okay. I'll set a timer on my.
Yeah, sorry. We're having to start and restart, and it's a whole thing.
All right.
It's a whole thing. A whole kasha. Well, I'm going to set a freaking timer. That's what I'm going to do.
There you go.
I don't give a fuck.
There you go.
No professionality around here. So you went and picked up Phil. And
yeah,
did you guys get some quality time together?
Yeah, me and Phil. Oh, that dog. Oh, that dog. The dog is like having a toddler. I swear to Christ. That dog threw up the other day. Oh, he throws up all the time. This dog. It's always throwing up. It's a pukey McPukester. So it throws up a whole underwear. Just the whole thing.
What?
The whole thing. It's like, I swear to God, I feel like a Jersey license plate's going to come up next. Like, what the fuck does this dog not eat? Like, what? I was sitting outside the other day, and he's chewing a branch, like, on the trees. Like, just gnawing on the tree, chewing on the branch, and then swallowing the branch. I'm like, what, Phil? He's like going to kill himself. This dog is going to kill himself. He eats everything. It was all rolled up. You could tell it was in his
like women's underwear, men's underwear,
women's underwear. Yes.
Oh boy,
just swallowed it whole. And then like it wasn't like he swallowed it and then threw it up. No, he was hanging out with Sonny for hours in his room, and then Sonny says all of a sudden he gets up and he starts doing that, you know, and the whole thing just comes up, and he's like, "Mom, Sonny just threw up in Phil just threw up in my room." I go in there to clean it because, God forbid, he could clean it.
Right.
I have to do that shit, and there it is, just rolled up underwear, like the shape of his intestine. Why?
I don't understand, but Penelope doesn't chew random stuff, but she does chew sticks. She goes outside in the backyard, gets a stick, brings it in, and chews on a stick. Yet, no toys, no chews. If I get her like a rawhide or whatever, you know, safety thing, not interested, but just an old stick out of the backyard, she will eat it for hours.
Really? And doesn't want the bully sticks?
Also, nope, doesn't. Also, no, I got her like a big stick, a big one, because I was like, I asked at the pet store, I was like, I need something that kind of looks like a stick you would find outside, but is like good for them and they can eat it up. And she was like, oh, got the thing for you. Yeah. No, Penelope has no interest in that. It's just like sitting in the backyard. I have to keep bringing it in and going, here, chew on this. Also, she really wants to eat cat poop.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So when I take her for a walk, she goes to the lawn where people have cats. And just like forages around. I have to pull her away. She just wants to eat poop. Why?
I think there's a reason why they want.
What is the reason?
I don't know. But, you know, they say like dogs eat grass for a reason, you know, because they got like heartburn or some shit. I don't know. Doggy heartburn. I think there's a reason why they eat poop.
Oh,
I know.
It really grosses me out.
It grosses me out too. Phil does that sometimes on walks. And I'm like, stop it. I have to pull him away.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
What? Stop. I'm telling this dog, he eats everything. Anyway, threw up, but also in my bedroom with the like white. Why do we have white? I don't know. We can't have white in that house anywhere because his hair is everywhere. But we have a white shaggy rug underneath the bed, except it's not white anymore. It's got like stains all over it because of his puke. He threw up all over. He threw up. This was another day. He just throws. Anyway, why are we talking about throwing up? But this dog.
How's his seizures, though? Has he had any?
He hasn't had a seizure, knock on wood, in a long time. Yeah, a long time.
That's good.
Did you watch the Sopranos movie?
I haven't seen it. Have you?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it, too.
You know what I did do? Last Thursday night, so today's Friday, so not yesterday, but the Thursday before. Not that you care. People are like, what, are you writing it in your journal? Well, we wrote the wrong date down that Stephanie went on. So I got together with this group of moms, which I think is super cool. There's a group. I have a friend who listens to this show, who turned me on to like a text group with a couple of moms that have trans kids. So that group kept growing because in the Valley, there's all – so this person met this person who also has a trans kid and then was like, do you want to be part of our group? And they – these women, it's moms.
Right.
And they meet like every week. They meet up on like, I don't know, every few weeks, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're constantly meeting up and, you know, a
with
bunch
the kids?
Of, no, not with the kids. The kids have no interest in it because the kids are like, whatever, I'm you know, I'm just a boy and that's it. Like, I don't need to like constantly be meeting. I'm sure some trans kids like to meet other trans kids, but something to know about kids that are trans, a lot of them are just like, I don't want to be a trans kid. I'm just a boy or I'm just a girl. Like, I don't need this label and to like.
Yes. Yeah.
Anywho. So a ton of them, this group has grown really big. There's like 20 moms in this text group, which I turned off the notifications so that it's.
Yeah.
Otherwise, oh, my God.
Ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Buzz, buzz. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's always it's always them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I turned it off. So now I have I just go check it. Anyway, there was a meeting, a meetup at a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really proud of myself because my friend wasn't going. So it was a bunch of people that I do not know.
Really?
Hadn't met one person in the group. But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go.
Good for
you. And hang out with these moms. And and it was really funny because I was like, okay, how am I going to – we were all going to sit outside at an outside table. And there were like 13 of us that were meeting up.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And then I was thinking, how am I going to know? And I was like, well, it's going to be probably pretty obvious.
Right.
It's going to be a group of moms.
Moms.
That look woke.
Yeah.
No Trump hats.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get there and there's like a little group that's already there. And I was like, hey, are you guys the moms? And they're like, yep. And then each mom that showed up was like, are you guys the moms? And every single person was like, I was wondering how I'm going to know.
Right.
It's like we all knew.
Right.
We all sat there.
So they didn't know each other either. Oh, it sounds like a lot of them.
Some of them had met up previously, but a bunch of them, hadn't met each other. So we all – and it was lovely. And I was
really
super stressed about it because I was like, this could be so uncomfortable. I don't know any of these people. Maybe they're not my people.
Right.
And it was so fun.
That's awesome.
Every single one of these moms was like kick ass, cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Like we all kind of like, I mean, obviously we couldn't all talk.
Right.
But it was like a bunch of us new ones. But a bunch of them had kids who were trans who were like 13-year-old boys.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. The same age.
Yeah. A lot of the same age kids. That's so it was like just really cool and really fun. And like I said, I was like all like, oh, this is going to be, I don't know, I should cancel. You know when you do that?
Yeah,
I should just, I shouldn't go.
Right. Right.
And then I was like, okay, screw it. I'm in the car. I'm going.
Yeah.
Good. And then I pulled up. I was like, oh, I can't find parking. Their parking lot is too full. I'm just going to go home.
Right.
And I was like, stop. Just go.
Right.
And I was so glad I did.
I'm proud of you. Good for you.
Thank you.
I want to go to a mom group.
I know.
That's nice.
I know. Yeah.
Well, I have to go to San Diego next weekend.
For a tournament?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
I know.
Is it for the club or the school? It's got to be the club.
It's the school.
Oh.
Yes. It's the school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two-day tournament, Saturday, Sunday, San Diego.
Wow. Ugh. When are these girls supposed to do their homework?
I don't know. I don't know. Why do we have to go to San Diego?
That is crazy.
Like, I thought LA's we were
going to
get a
big
break.
Place.
Yes.
Why wouldn't, can, there's got to be enough teams to play to fill up their schedule.
One would think. One would think. I mean, what's the point of being on the school team?
Right.
I thought that was going to be give me a break from, because once she's done, it's going to go right into the club volleyball, and then I'm going to be going again and again.
I don't understand it, Lynette, because when LB played basketball, we played against other schools that were, like, never very far. They're all in the valley.
The coach signs them up for these tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Natalia. Oh, so Natalia, by the way, I forgot to tell you this part. She played on Thursday's game.
Oh, yeah.
The one that I was going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But Sonny fucked my shit up because he was like, I called him. It was right after school. And I said, are you staying for Natalia's game? Which was at 5, according to me. And he goes, What did he say? He goes, no, he goes, her game is starting now. And I said, no, it's at 5. And he goes, I go, no. I said, JV and Frosch are playing first. That's usually every single game how it goes.
Right.
And he's like, I think she's playing now. And I go, no, she's playing at 5. And then, of course, I get a text with a video of Natalia making a score.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, really? Is this happening right now? Is this the, I'm texting back to the mom. And she's like, yep. Great. And then I was like, I'm on my way. And she goes, it just ended.
Oh,
I know.
Ouch.
I know. The fuck? What's wrong with me? And by the way, why do they gotta fuck with me like that? Like, it's usually them first and then varsity. Whatever. But yeah, I'm going to
Why wasn't it? So the JV played after this time?
Yes.
Or was she playing with the JV?
No, they played it. They played the other way around. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sucks. Well, another good show.
Yes.
According to you.
Uh-huh.
Remember when people would get mad if we said, we'll be the judge if it's a good show? No, if I feel good about it, I'm going to pat myself on the back.
Right.
How dare you? Yeah. Listen, let's say thank you to just a few of our $50 a month business subscribers, like Kelly from Wilma and Frida's. That's the restaurant in Palm Springs. Apparently, they're getting some FCOL people going in there.
Yay!
A few big parties have gone in there to
That's
eat
awesome.
Some food. So it's a brunch place, best brunch in town. They have churro waffles. I got to eat a churro waffle.
So good.
I don't know restaurants around here that have that. They have short eggs, Benedict, Pop-Tarts, house-made English muffins. This place sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And go support them. Wilma and Frida's in Palm Desert and in Palm Springs. Also, Sarah Dean hosts the Shameless Mom Academy. That's another podcast for moms.
Yes, it is.
Why would you not listen to it?
I do.
What's wrong with you? Check it out, shamelessmom.com. Also, Sylvia Berlin wants to hook you up with a home in OC. She's with Berlin Team Homes with REMAX Coastal Homes. Why don't you let her help you? Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A, at berlinteamhomes.com, CADRE 01988601. And last but not least, get a t-shirt from Basic Becky.
Yes. They're very soft.
Yeah, it's probably not too late if you want a Halloween shirt.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also get started on your holiday gifts
Good
Go to
idea.
JustBasicBecky.com. Get something personalized. Send her what you want. Check her out. JustBasicBecky.com or Basic Becky on Facebook. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Wow. That was a good show.
Yeah, thanks, Kaylin.
All right. Thanks, Kayla, for giving us a fucking heart attack.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.